Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve DiBianco back on the show. Steve is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the executive director of NetChoice, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And he's one of the guys that when you lay your head down at night and you're thankful that you've got the ability to use online technology to drive your business, Steve's one of the guys who's up there in Washington, D.C., and even around the world, oftentimes, protecting your ability to do that in an unencumbered way. He's our good friend, Steve DiBianco. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Steve, when President Obama came into office, he started talking about turning America into policies that Europe already has. And I remember thinking, okay, we know what that movie looks like. We've seen that movie. We know how it ends. It's not successful. Why would we try to do something that we already know doesn't work? And now we've got the same kind of scenario with internet sales tax, don't we?
We do, and some would discount the mismatch between you, United States, and Europe by suggesting we had cultural differences between us, and that's why things would work there, it won't work here. But this is a unique situation where within the European culture itself, they tried a internet sales tax regime that they have decided is a disaster, and they're trying to unwind it. At the same time, our government and our states here at home are trying to do what the Europeans said was a disaster with new legislation.
That's the movie, folks. That's the movie. Yeah. We know how it is, don't we?
Yeah, and this is something I've been surfacing. I had an op-ed that ran in Forbes this week, and I'm taking every opportunity I can to talk about this in Washington and around the country and state capitals, and I truly appreciate you putting this topic on your agenda today. But this has to do with internet sales tax and how a small business in, let's say, a small business in Belgium sells to customers in Spain. And for the last 10 years, the Europeans would require that Belgian customer to know the rates and rules of the Spanish customer's tax regime and to do filing of taxes and remittance in Spain and to be subject to the Spanish tax auditors. Well, that has been a disaster for small business all over Europe. Their e-commerce is 15 to 20% lower than it is in the United States. Small businesses suffer disproportionate burdens by being audited across the continent, and they only deal with 26
and,
different
and
countries.
And folks, these chickens come home to roost in the form of a moribund economy and consistently high unemployment year after year.
Yeah, and not to mention the consumers who are paying more for less choice, less convenience, less variety when they shop online because fewer of the small suppliers will bother to sell across European borders until they get rid of these burdens. And kudos to the European Commission, who did a detailed study on this and concluded that they need to change, that they need to allow that Belgian company to file its taxes only in Belgium, to be subject to Belgian audit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it can collect the Spanish tax rate on sales made to Spain, but they're going to rely upon the government themselves to take care of exchanging the funds rather than forcing Belgium to file in 26 different countries.
So not only is the movie out, is it over? We've seen the end. Did it fail? But the people who made that movie are now trying to fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
no,
we're
it's
and
a
so
great
folks,
lesson.
They're literally trying to recover from these stupid practices while we're trying to install them. Isn't that like what Einstein said about insanity?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you ignore the lessons of your own past or ignore the lessons of your contemporaries, you are doomed to repeat their mistakes. And we are about to do that. For 10 years, Jim, on your show, we've talked about this.
Yep.
Is there a lot of state tax auditors, state tax collectors, the governors, along with big box retailers, have been pushing Congress to force every American small business to file taxes to be subject to the rates and rules
This is where they're using their power, ladies and gentlemen, to hurt you and me out here. This is where the big boxes, corporate America, you've heard me warning about that. I've been doing it more and more. Corporate America is hurting small businesses on Main Street.
And for a lot of them, it was about beating up on Amazon.
Yep.
But small businesses would end up being collateral damage.
Collateral damage. Yep.
As Walmart and Amazon lock horns.
So what's give me a 10-second synopsis of where we are right now. We'll talk about it more in the next segment.
Yeah, we dodged another bullet during the December drama this year in Washington.
So we got by another time. So we come back. It's still not off the table, though, folks. We're going to talk about this and some other internet issues that I'm pretty upset about. 20 Tail, right back with Steve Del Bianco. He's with NetChoice.org. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.